Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Thursday morning. Masking is required for visitors going to Health Sciences North. Sudbury's Health Sciences North, HSN, has put out a reminder given the higher incidence of respiratory viruses in the community. The hospital said all visitors are being told that masking is required. We would really want to remind everyone that masks are required on all inpatient units and inpatient rooms as a way to help reduce spread of viruses and keep everyone safe, said HSN Communications Manager Jason Turnbull on Tuesday. The reminder comes in light of COVID-19 and RSV virus outbreaks at the hospital. He said all visitors to the hospital must read and adhere to the signage at hospital entrances. Wash your hands, self-screen for symptoms and take a mask as you travel through our facilities, said Turnbull. Read the full story here. Man convicted in Walmart shooting adds 12 months to sentence. A man serving time for a 2022 shooting at the Walmart in New Sudbury is adding another 12 months to his sentence after pleading guilty to assault causing bodily harm. In court January 9, Cadden Graham, 22, answered to charges stemming from a February 4, 2022, attack on his partner's face, the result of what the court clerk described as a fit of jealousy. He proceeded to repeatedly punch her in the face with a closed fist, causing her to fall to the ground with a bleeding nose, read the statement of facts, as added to the record by the clerk. She was dazed and confused, and both of her eyes became heavily bruised. Graham then smashed her iPhone 8 in her face. The victim then fled to a shelter. Graham appeared in court virtually from Central North Corrections Center on January 9, where he is now serving 5 years for attempted murder in connection with the Walmart shooting that led Greater Sudbury Police on a month-long manhunt. Read the full story here. Pets and animals. Raw food is all the rage, but what does science say? Since the 1990s, raw meat-based diets have been a source of discussion with pet owners, pet food producers, and veterinarians. Increasingly, pet owners are turning to raw for their pets. In 2022, raw food feeding increased by 30%. Owners are reaching for raw diets for a variety of reasons. Increased coat quality, stool quality, or often when dogs, cats have allergies or chronic gastrointestinal problems that have been difficult to control. These perceived benefits are anecdotal, and as of yet, there are few peer-reviewed studies that prove they are more than just anecdotal. Fun fact. I have been asked why dogs are omnivores, while wolves are carnivores. Domesticated dogs do descend from the gray wolf, however they branched off between 13,000 and 17,000 years ago. Over that time, several metabolic and digestive changes occurred in dogs to make them omnivores. Why or how this happened as yet is unknown. Domestic cats, however, remain carnivores like their ancestors. While there isn't a lot of research showing the benefits of raw diets, the concerns associated with raw diets and homemade diets do have a lot of research behind them. Read the full story here. Video. Region's first winter storm drops 17.6 centimeters of snow. The winter's first major snowstorm dropped 17.6 centimeters of snow on the region, canceled school buses, and caused the city of Greater Sudbury to declare a significant weather event. The city's declaration was made as of 9 a.m. on January 10 and continues until further notice. This declaration is issued in accordance with Ontario Consolidated Regulation 239.02 under the Municipal Act. All roads and sidewalks maintained by the city are considered in a state of repair until further notice, the declaration states. This declaration is not necessarily a notice of a reduced level of service or a road closure. It is to notify drivers and pedestrians to use an appropriate level of caution when traveling during this event and avoid unnecessary travel. Sudbury Student Services Consortium advised early this morning that school buses across the region were cancelled as a result of the snow, surely welcome news for school children. In terms of snowfall, Environment Canada data shows about 17.6 centimeters of snow fell over the past 12 hours, breaking the 10-centimeter record set in 1997. Read the full story here. Laurentian taps alum, banker to sit on Board of Governors. Laurentian University's Board of Governors has announced the appointment of a new member and the election of a new vice chair. The new member of Laurentian's board is Roxanne Bouchard. Jean-Pierre J. Barbeau was elected the new vice chair during the board's December 15 meeting. A press release from Laurentian said, these decisions were unanimously approved by the board, and both Bouchard and Barbeau will bring a wealth of experience and expertise to their roles. We are pleased to welcome Roxane Bouchard to the board, said Vern Cameron, chair of the Laurentian University Board of Governors. Her background in the financial sector, multiple designations, francophone roots, and proven leadership makes her an exceptional addition. Jay's appointment as vice chair will also provide strong leadership to the board as we move forward. Read the full story here. Memory Lane. Readers share their New Year's traditions. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope that you had fun, whether you celebrated at home or at one of the many parties going on throughout the city. And, I hope many of you have continued family traditions that were passed on from your ancestors. Tradition plays a big role in many people's New Year's activities, be they on the eve or the day, and unfortunately, the reasons why are sometimes lost. And that is why we are here, to keep the knowledge of these past traditions at the forefront. So, let's take a look at some traditions that readers have never forgotten, and hopefully 360 days from now we might look at reviving and passing along familial New Year's traditions to new generations. No matter where you were on the night of December 31st, the celebrations for the New Year looked a little different for everyone. In New York City, thousands of people gather yearly to watch a 700-pound ball drop in Times Square, a tradition that's more than 100 years old. While the ball drop has become an iconic tradition for many in North America, whether watched on TV or in person, many others ring in the New Year with other special traditions, many of which represent good luck. Read the full story here.